Welcome to the Tech Today podcast. It's your host, John Maietta. We just published a note on Substack about the jobs data that was published earlier this morning. And if you look at our note, and here it is, and we prefer, let me blow this up for you. I prefer to look at the unadjusted numbers, not seasonally adjusted, these four columns here, simply because I don't like government-manipulated data. And if you look at January 2024 compared to December 2023, you have a sequential decline of approximately 2,300. These figures are in thousands, so we're talking hundreds of millions of jobs here. That's a sequential decline of approximately 2% month to month. And that's a far cry from the seasonally adjusted increase that, you know, the financial media touts and that the government touts. The seasonally adjusted numbers paint the picture that's not congruent with what's going on out there. So if you're paying attention to earnings calls and headlines in the newspaper and the financial press, it's just company after company cutting heads. You know, as we predicted some months ago, we talked about, you're going to see on the January earnings calls, companies announcing RIFs, and we got approximately 30,000 employees across tech that were laid off, and that number not quite at Jan 2023 levels, but certainly a big uptick over the previous months, and there's going to be more layoffs to come. What does this mean? So this means that you're going to see companies become more conservative in terms of their approach. So if, let's talk about the tech sector, for example, you're going to see companies become more conservative as it relates to product development. You're going to see them become more conservative as it relates to sales and marketing. There's really no area within a tech company that's safe from, you know, these riffs. Gen AI gets talked about quite a bit, overly hyped in the media in terms of its ability to move the revenue needle in the near term. It will move the revenue needle for the chip suppliers and for the companies building LLMs. So that infrastructure build will continue, but in terms of user demand, I think you're going to start to see companies curtail the amount of experimentation that they do with Gen AI. So enterprise use cases of Gen AI, I think, are going to dwindle this year. You'll continue to see Google and Microsoft roll out Gen AI features across their productivity suite. You'll see use cases, you know, Adobe's and other companies. So creators will continue to leverage Gen AI tools, but it's hype in the near term, intermediate term. Gen AI is hype. There's going to be nowhere near the level of revenue required to support the valuation increases that many of the large technologies had in 2023. You know, that revenue was, I hesitate to put a time frame on it, but I doubt we'll see enough revenue to support those valuations over the next decade in terms of Gen AI revenue. I continue to expect weak jobs figures in the months to come. I think it's going to be increasingly difficult for the government to hide what's going on in the real economy, which is that the economy is softening. And I continue to encourage people to focus on the month of March. I think that's going to be a real bellwether when the Fed holds the bank term funding program. I think you're going to see the lack of that crutch hurt banks, even though the Fed's encouraging usage of the discount window. which banks did use, by the way, despite what the Fed would like you to believe, the banks heavily relied on the bank discount window in March of 2023, when the outstanding balance exceeded $150 billion. And then when the Fed rolled out the Bank Term Funding Program, which had much more favorable terms as compared to the discount window, then banks rotated away from the discount window pretty quickly in favor of the BTFP. So you'll see banks tap the discount window, which is a sign of weakness. I fully expect that you'll see a number of banks fail, those that are less well capitalized, that don't have the liquidity in the balance sheet. And as that happens, I would expect, as credit really tightens, I would expect that you're going to see the Fed drop rates pretty quickly. A credit event is exactly what will get the Fed to drop rates quickly. So March is the key month in the first half of 2024, in my view. That's all for now. We'll see you next time.